Hell, oh.
The return just failed, sorry.
So,
well,
we're here
back
at
here.
Opening day, and,
Hi, Jake.
Grubbs is not on the board today, because Grubbs is at opening day, theoretically. Now, he said he would come by the table.
Maybe we missed him. Maybe so little we didn't
Maybe
see
up
him.
Front, he's up there right now.
Right.
Did he agree to a signing?
I don't know. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to come
after
by.
After his MVP performance in the great game?
Flat. He is wearing his Grubbs jersey.
Flat objects only.
His look at me jersey as he's here at the Roman orgy known as opening day. Now,
weird.
Don't forget there's still Stars Hockey, Bob. And that's the vehicle we're using to drive you to theticket.com. You can win tickets to see your Dallas Stars take on the Ducks this Thursday at the AAC. Now, generally you might say, oh, that's silly. The Stars are out of it. Why would I want to go to that game? What if I told you it may very well be Mike Modano's last game as a Dallas Star
Whoa.
On the ice here at the AAC?
That's huge.
So
quickly.
Go to theticket.com. And you could possibly win some Stars tickets and see Modano for the last time on the ice.
You know, it could be Brandon Siegel's last game, too.
That is true, Bob. That is not as interesting, but it's actually totally true. And whether it's interesting or not is totally subjective. So I've just checkmated myself. Okay, Tiger at one. Tom, we'll probably talk some Eagles later, if you don't
oh,
mind.
Oh, goody.
Really?
Eagles. Or Redskins. I don't
Eagles
know which one you want to talk. We could talk Eagles, or we can talk Redskins.
What the heck?
And here, though, before baseball gets started, we'll talk a little Texas Rangers. As they have hope and change, Bob. Actually, more hope than change, really, if you look at the roster. Little change.
Ready.
You've added Vlad, which is an interesting add because the Angels decided not even to attempt to hold on to Vlad, right? They totally
yeah.
let him
they
walk.
They said, you know what? We want Matsui. You can have Vlad.
And it's...
Give me Vlad. No, but if
we've,
you're...
We've subtracted Millwood.
It's the Harden, Colby, Vlad offseason.
Colby Lewis is very interesting, only that he was here before, and
Uh-oh.
We all thought he had a relative bag, I guess. In fact, the entirety of Major League Baseball felt he had a relative bag, as they don't usually let coveted players go off to Japan. So he went to Japan, and all of a sudden became the pitcher that the Rangers thought he was in the minor leagues. Over a strikeout an inning, and in fact led the Japanese leagues in strikeouts. And
well, 100
he's back here with the promise that you're in the rotation, although he pitched well enough this spring that probably would have made the rotation anyway.
He had over a strikeout an inning and a 10-1 strikeout to walk. Like he had like 190 strikeouts and like 20 walks. I mean, it's absurd. So let's say Japan's way easier, Dan. And as Tom Greaves says, let's say the walks go from 19 up to 50, and the strikeouts drop from 190 down to, say, 150. That's still pretty good.
Well,
that's still
yeah.
something you'd really, really like. If he can get near 180, 190 innings and just go out there and be a solid three or a four.
What do they say? It's like AAA and a half or so?
Yeah, and they spent 2 years, $5 million on the guy. I mean, chump change. So that's a pretty good possibility. The Harden thing scares the heck out of me, but, you know, from that's, I'll tell you what Tom was selling me on was just the wisdom of C.J. Wilson as a starter, and I'm not...
Tom Greve.
Yeah, Tom Greve.
You
sorry,
had a
not
batting
Tom,
practice
not Tom Gribble.
Chat with Tom Greve.
think there's a difference?
Well, the Tom Greve conversation about C.J. Wilson was interesting because I don't know 5% of what Tom Greve knows about baseball, of course. And that might even be high. And he,
what do you, not to interrupt you, but I'm going to interrupt you. What do you think this guy's deal is with this fake beard thing?
I don't know.
I know he's standing in front of us on purpose.
I don't know.
But he's got a fake beard.
Well, his buddy's got something. He's got a Goose Gossage, so. He can't,
right.
can't grow a beard. All right.
Can't grow a beard.
Trust me,
Drew
it's not that great.
With a Sharpie. But and he really wanted you to notice, but so I wanted you to notice.
Permanent marker, so he has a beard now.
That's awesome.
Right. Right.
The chicks dig it. The thing with CJ is, what apparently makes CJ so intriguing as a starter is he's a several-pitch guy who, in the eighth inning, they only want him to throw two pitches, and he's got four pitches that they all think are acceptable and sometimes even better than acceptable. And also, they feel like Tom feels like he at times has a wandering mind and wants to throw one of those other pitches and can't just go out there 14 pitches and throw fastball slider. It makes CJ crazy. And this is maybe a more natural home for him to go out there, utilize your multiple pitches and settle in. And, you know, obviously the key will be, can he get through six innings? Can he get through 105, 110 pitches? Because we've never seen that out of him, but otherwise, they think that would be a gigantic fit. So, we'll see.
Of course, the problem there is that it leaves a pretty big hole. He was pretty good at that role in the eighth inning last year.
Yeah.
And now it's Neftali Feliz in the eighth.
Step in closer. So but Frank goes down, who's closing?
Well, I think...
Frank goes down...
Well, then you panic.
Maybe one stint on the DL.
Well, but last year you were able to overcome that. You could fight through that a little bit. I think this year, Darren Oliver in the eighth inning is a horrible, horrible idea.
And I don't think they're honestly considering that. I think Neftali is their first idea. I think O'Day could be their second. I think Chris Ray could be their third. And then we get to Darren Oliver, don't you? I know Chris Ray sucks, Sean, and I would not dispute that. But perhaps in a month or in 2 months or somewhere
he might be right.
He can channel the 2006 Chris Ray or 2007.
God, let's hope so.
But, you know, and I'm necessarily not counting on that. I think the Rangers feel that if they just tell Neftali, look, fastball slider or whatever his best two are, I'm no pitching expert, but just go out there and throw two pitches. Stop screwing around with these extra pitches until down the road if we want to move you to a starter. But I think it's just as possible they see Neftali as the next Frankie Frank, and maybe that's a waste of a pitcher.
Oh, no, I think they should. That's well, been my thought all along.
Wow, Comita. Thank you, sir. I would say your first... Thank you, Fuzzies. Appreciate it. I would say your first obligation, Dan, is if he's got ace stuff, though, to try to make him an ace. I just don't know the timing on that, you know? And it goes back to our Holland discussions of last summer.
Well, and
you break him in the bigs and keep his innings down in the bullpen, and then one winter you just say, now he's a starter, or how do you do that?
I think... You said you were talking to Grieve about this, too, right?
Yeah,
just the whole... He's been a starter his whole career. He's used to that. He's used to 4 days off between, you know... And so you got that versus, what are you, babying these guys? Throw them out there. If you can throw, throw for one inning. You'll be fine. I tend to think they do baby them nowadays, and I'll bet Nolan Ryan is in that camp a little bit. But...
Well,
I still think you can screw with the kid's head a little bit, and there's on one hand you could say, hey, you're just babying him. On the other hand, you're doing everything you can to put him in the best position to succeed because millions of dollars ride on your decisions.
Yes, but here's Tom Grieve's counter to that today, is that we're not running a franchise for the betterment of Neftali Feliz. We're running the Texas Rangers. So... You have to balance what's best for him versus what's best for the team.
But generally, don't those things go together?
Well, no. If you need an eighth inning guy at this point of his career and he's not ready to be an ace, the best thing for Neftali Feliz is go to Oklahoma City and learn how to be a starting pitcher. The best thing for the Rangers
is C.J. Wilson, right?
Yes.
The whole thought of him wanting to become a starter is that you hit free agency and you're an eighth inning guy. And
there's no money for that.
No. Now, if you're a closer... There could be big money, and if you're a starting pitcher, even a third starter in a rotation.
Yes.
You'll look across the bigs
and
you'll
see... Ask Carlos Silva, ask Jeff Supan.
Just a guy that can eat 180 or 200 innings consistently, you will make huge money.
A setup man can get 3 for 10. A starter, even a bad one like Carlos Silva, can get 5 for 50. I mean, it's crazy. 5 for 50.
I just see... I guess they've seen him a lot more, but I see Neftali Feliz as a dynamic one-inning guy and a starter. I mean, might turn into something,
he's such a
but
kid,
for
though.
One inning, he can be electric.
Right now, but you're saying in when he's 25, you don't think he's tip-top front of the rotation, perhaps? I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, there are some guys who never can adjust to the full game thing. Maybe his arsenal is better for one inning, whereas as you pointed out, C.J. Wilson might be better suited for, you know, a whole game to try and let everything unfold out of his arsenal.
Hey, one thing I missed over the weekend. What kind of money did Feldman get, Sean?
Nearly $14 million, $13.9 guaranteed. He has a club option for 2013 that would pay him $9.2 million.
Okay, so his last 3 years of arbitration for $14
million? Basically, yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
He deserves
it. It's a very interesting thing in yesterday's paper. Did you see the Rangers preview in the Sunday paper?
I saw it.
Evan Grant put together a great parallel between 2005 and this year.
Okay.
Just all the things that were the same and what ended up going wrong there. For instance, Scott Feldman is like Ryan Dries. Ryan Dries that year had gone, or the year before, had kind of broken out, and they gave him a little contract extension, a two-year deal like that. And Ryan Dries' numbers, though, he had like 2.7 strikeouts per nine.
I was going to say Feldman's 17 wins, 5.5 strikeouts.
But it was exactly like the year before, whereas Ryan Dries started the year out of the rotation. But let's see, was it an injury? Was it something got him into the rotation two starts in, and all of a sudden he pitched 190 innings, or maybe it was even 200 innings. Oh, okay, here it is. Mickey Callaway.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that? I don't even remember.
I remember the name.
Broke down in his first start in 2004. Dries went on to pitch 207 innings, won 14 games, and got a multi-year deal to start the following season, and was named the opening day starter in 2005. Of course, Feldman did not make the rotation last year. Chris Benson broke down after two starts. Feldman wins 17 games and pitches 190 innings. Yeah!
Flyovers rock.
gets a multi-year deal and the opening day start. Just a lot of parallels. The parallel of Vlad Guerrero added, an aging guy who you hope can kind of recapture something he had before that year. They had added Richard Hidalgo.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you, Vlad and Richard Hidalgo? How dare Evan?
So you don't think there's any correlation there at all?
I think Vlad's going to Cooperstown. I think Richard Hidalgo can buy a ticket.
Let's see. The free agent pitcher they try to correlate is Pedro Astacio in 2005 versus, what do we do here? Colby Lewis?
Harden?
I guess that's what he's doing. Harden, you know, Harden's a weird deal, only because it seems like he could be an ace.
He has ace stuff, but he can't stay on the mound.
Will he stay healthy?
Right.
That's a big deal. I mean, there's so many questions, and I want to believe.
Yeah?
I just don't know. Like, it's like the only reason to believe. There's the drug thing, the Ron Washington thing, looming over this team. No matter how much they want to sweep it away and go, oh, asked and answered, it's hanging over everything, don't you think?
It is.
The pitching staff is always a big question. The moving of CJ is a huge deal for me, I think. I think losing Omar Vizquel is going to be giant, and at the end of the season, you're going to point to that and say, yeah, that was giant. I just think there's so many problems and questions, yet when you're here, when it's opening day,
right,
you just feel optimism because everything is starting new.
Everything is going to be okay.
Like, I have so much to say about this, I just don't feel like I could fit it all in right in just one sentence. I feel like if I was able to sing it to you.
Sometimes, like, the best way to communicate is through song.
Right, right.
But I don't want this to be a once, like, I feel like sometimes I'm left out on an island when I sing, and you never, like, you never sing back. Why don't you sing back to me?
Listen, if you sing to me, I'll sing back to you.
And if you both sing, I'll sing also.
You will sing too?
Yes.
Right now?
Right now. Freestyle.
All right, so let's try it. All right, off the top of our head.
Just come up with something.
Just try
just something.
To...
Express yourself
just
through
song. Just do something about this team, because it's the hope that makes me want to sing.
Sure.
It's the optimism that makes me want to have my voice heard. I just... All right. Let's try this. Ready?
Yes.
On opening day, there's excitement, no doubt. But then 2 months later, they're 20 games out. Let me tell a story that's a game changer. Yes, I'm talking about the team called the Texas Rangers. The team has gone up with Nolan Ryan in charge. His presence on the team is just so large. With the pitching staff, he did what he could, and he'll answer your question with a big sounds good. He wanted last year to try and make a move. Only a game back, he wanted to improve.
Yeah.
He went to the owner and started to choke, because old Tom Hicks was broke as a joke. Major League Baseball started making the call. That meant playoff baseball wasn't played in the fall. It's been 10 years since our last taste, and only two times we made it to second place. But then when you ask, am I excited, I shout, hell yeah. You say, why is that? Because it's opening day.
Oh, yeah.
Opening day, Bob. Girls, beer, optimism. Why? Why should we believe?
Oh, dear.
Because it's opening day. Because it's opening day. You join me. Why? Why should we believe?
Because it's opening day. Oh, yes, it's opening day. Oh, baby, why? Why should we believe? Because it's opening day. Oh, yes, it's opening day.
Remember when it sounded like a really bad joke? When Ron Washington said he snorted some coke? He said only once, and that's a fact, but he gnaws on those seeds like he's smoking some crack. The story itself gave the team a black eye. Now, every time he makes a move, you'll think he's high. When he steps out to make a pitching change, the song that's played is cocaine. It could be a long year for our man Wash. Now he can chase the dragon with young Josh. Now we all can tell exactly what he means when he's back on the scene with the gangsta lean. Can he keep his job through the season's first half? And will we hear his distorted laugh? Can Wash get this team over the hump, or is he just looking for another bump? But with all that, I can't wait for the season to begin. You ask why? Because it's opening day.
Well, that was a lot to say, Bob. I like that.
Off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Why should we believe? Because it's opening day. Because it's opening day. Oh, baby, why should we believe? Because it's opening day. Because it's opening day. Oh, baby, why should we believe? Because it's opening day. Because it's opening day.
Donnie?
Can the pitching staff find more success, or will it turn into a really hot mess? Can Scott Feldman be the number one man? And will C.J. Starton screw the bullpen? Will Elvis miss the mouth of Omar? Can Josh Hamilton stay out of the bar? Will Ian stop swinging for the fence? And did signing old Vlad make really good sense? Are we sure Rich Harden's right arm won't fall off? And McCarthy's career won't end with one cough? Can Nelson Cruz keep the pop in his bat? Will Michael Young still wear his hard hat? Can Chris Davis earn the nickname of Crush? Or will the season go down the drain with one flush? All those questions have me really concerned. Can they stay in the mix or again get burned? But please save those questions for another day, because I'm just pumped up about opening day.
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 All right.
Why?
Oh.
Why shouldn't we believe?
No.
Yeah.
Because it's opening day. Because it's opening day. Oh, baby, why?
Yay.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't even try to do that.
Right off the top of our heads. Good job.
That's impressive.
All right, Tiger press conference, among other things, is next.